Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, restaurants and attractions are reopening all over the country while we hold our collective breaths, and we have an update on when the lights might be back on Broadway from someone who would know.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 3:20, TSA announces changes to security, but the one thing everyone expected is missing from the list. We'll fill you in.
Spectator Sports and Live Theater are two casualties of COVID. The Transcendence Theater Company Group in Napa has a way for you to enjoy theater at home. Or you can see the premiere of a Broadway show for just $15. We share ways to see great performances from your couch at 3:35.
And finally, at 3:50, Mark shares just one man's opinion, some reflections on this Memorial Day.
It's a good time to pause and thank those who made and continue to make our freedoms possible. As travelers, we await the freedom to travel again. Thank you for making us part of your holiday weekend. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
To Alaska, I go north to Russia's own.
All I want, one and the man. I come from a land of love. I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
With the show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. The Travel and Entertainment Guys is always brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Don't forget now, you can follow along with us. Links to our special guests and so much more, always at TravelGuysRadio.com. Well, here we are, the first Memorial Day weekend of... Memorial Day weekend of 2020, and here we are. We're still kind of stuck in. Mark's at his office. I'm upstairs in the Romano studio.
I almost got up to leave there as you started. I've got some Mickey Mouse Club ears around here someplace, and when you started out, hey there, hi there, ho there, I thought, I've got the wrong outfit on for the show here today. Because didn't that show used to come on about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Mickey Mouse Club? Anybody who's under about 40 or 50 years old will have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. anyways, how are you, Mr. Romano, this holiday weekend?
I'm doing well, trying to do all the right things. I've got a great variety of masks that I've collected over time. Uh-huh. My wife has made a few. They're nice. We've sent them off to San Antonio to our daughters. The garden is doing well out back. Show prep for the Travel Guys is now a 7-day adventure for me, because that's about, as far as my radio activity, that pretty much wraps it up, except for a couple of odds and ends. Now, I want to warn everybody, if you hear some pounding in the background from time to time, it's not me doing some home construction, but our neighbors are revamping the front of their house. And so at any given time, it could be a live radio hammering.
Actually, it's Tom's wife, Stephanie, who is sealing him in the upstairs room, because all these years she's wanted to do that, and now she's finally got the materials since she could go out Friday. And I saw some people in restaurants and stuff like that around town, but I saw as many restaurants not open as are open. Yeah. And some that were open, which, you know, had their typical Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning crowd, which in some cases wasn't more than the seating that they would have needed. So I guess a lot of people are happy. Boy, I'll tell you, Tom, not very many people are wearing masks around town, and that really is kind of, I don't get that. The governors of Republican governors, no less, of North Dakota and Ohio the last couple of days have kind of come out and said, look, what is about the mask thing? It's become this cultural thing. It's become a statement. You know, one party wears the masks and one party doesn't. And that's just really dumb. I mean, we need to get past that like right now, because you wear the mask to protect the other people. You don't wear the mask to protect yourself. If you've already got it, you're already screwed. But, you know, now you're making sure that you don't take a bunch of people down with you, that you keep that reinfection rate below 1.0, that if you're infected, you don't infect more than one other person. So to me, it's simple common courtesy. If you don't care about yourself, then the mask doesn't make any difference. The mask is to help the other people. So if I go into a store, you know, and there's three or four people in there and none of them wear a mask, and I'm just turning around and walking out the door, and I'm not sure that that's what the person who's running the store is hoping for.
Yeah, you know, here again, this is another show altogether, but
I'm sorry, that was a rant on a travel show here.
You know, I just don't understand why it wasn't made mandatory. But then, like I say, that's another story altogether.
Well, and I get it. Some people don't. Some people, it bothers them. It bothers me to wear one of those damn things. But right now, it's something we can do. It's something we can do for each other. It seems kind of selfish. I'm sorry, I stomped all over you again there. You were about to say something.
Oh, no. I was going to show the audience are the materials that my wife uses to make the masks here in my combination upstairs recording studio, broadcast booth, and my wife's sewing room.
Oh, she's gone into the black market mask business now?
Yeah, you kind of. I was going to show them, but then I realized that this is radio once again. And
well, we'll take a picture. We'll show them next
year. Sure.
So we best get into the travel news here, or I'll be able to rant on the masks all day long, probably.
There you go. Okay, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show around 3 o'clock, we do the travel news. Mark, what you got up your sleeve for us today?
Yeah, or, you know, 3:10 or whenever we get to it. AAA, Tom, you know, they have a travel forecast. Every big holiday weekend, Memorial Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, they tell you how many people are going out on the road. For the first time in 20 years, they're not issuing a travel forecast for this weekend. It's normally one of the busiest of the year, but they have no idea how many people will go. And plus, you know, even though we're moving around, people have basically been discouraged from, I think those of us in Sacramento County have been told, don't go to El Dorado County for a haircut. And I'm going to do my best to be a good citizen on that for about another week and a half. And then I'm not going to be able to see. So I'm going to have to go somewhere and have somebody at least take, like, some garden shears. Would your wife maybe, you know, take sympathy and...
You know, she has volunteered a few times to go ahead and go at my hair, which has gotten ridiculous.
I'm afraid we're going to end up with a buzz cut, though.
Yeah, so anyway, I haven't been brave enough. I don't know about you, but I was a long hair back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so for it to be getting a little longer is just sort of reminiscent. It doesn't really bother me that much.
I was never, but I might do a mullet thing, you know, just to be ornery.
Do that, yeah. Business in the front, party in the back, baby.
And people who you're not supposed to go anywhere. Of course, Lake Tahoe not allowing non-essential holiday visitors. I haven't seen anything about that. Whether or not folks flocked up there yesterday, I hope they didn't, because you know, I mean, you have to kind of acknowledge the fact that if people who live there are telling you please don't come, then once again, this comes back to the mask thing. It's kind of common courtesy for both. You can't leave. Not only can you not go to Lake Tahoe, you can't go to Canada or the United States. The president and Mr. Trudeau from Canada announced that was going to extend until June the 22nd. Same ditto for the southern border with Mexico. You also can't get over there until at least the 22nd of June. My guess is that may go a month further. Universal Orlando is reopening to the public on June the 5th. So that's a little over a week away. They're having problems in Europe. With same thing with airlines that are doing here in the United States, offering customers a voucher instead of a cash reimbursement. Of course, some people don't know, but in Europe, they have a really strong a rule called EU 261, which allows airline passengers a whole lot of rights they don't have in the United States. The airlines in the United States lobby to keep that from ever becoming part of air travel over here, but it actually refunds you when planes are late or airlines do things they're not supposed to. They have to pay you off, so that discourages them from doing those kinds of things, or at least that you get some kind of compensation for it. Let's see, Universal Studios is opening June 5th. They are going to require face masks for all visitors. If you don't have one, they will be happy to give you one. Other safety measures include staggered parking, temperature checks, elimination of valet parking, interactive play areas and mist areas are closed. Menus are all single use. Some of these are things we've heard before. They're trying to get you to use your credit card instead of cash. but cash will still be accepted. They're going to open on June the 1st, and then the employees are going to try it as a test run. And then they're going to have some invited visitors on the 3rd, and then they're going to open to the public on the 5th. Amtrak is requiring all customers and employees to wear face masks unless they're in their private bedrooms or seated alone. They're also encouraging more face mask washing, face washing in addition to hand washing. How soon do you think you'll be going out to a restaurant again, Thomas?
Well, not for quite a while.
There are a lot of people who are in the same group as you, and I'm not really sure where I fit. But the fact that I'm not sure where I fit is probably not good for restaurant people.
Yeah, you know, I will probably break down and maybe visit one or two restaurants that are special to me for a number of reasons.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to wait until we come back all the way or go ahead and frequent and just to see what it's like and with the distancing and the masking and all of that. But I will choose a small restaurant. I will choose a local restaurant, meaning that it's one that's established here in town and is one of a kind rather than, let's say, any kind of chain restaurant like an Outback Steakhouse or something.
Well, our friend Charlie at Travelers United, they asked folks last week in their survey, how soon do you think you'll go out to a restaurant again? There were five choices in the answers, and they're pretty well split up. As soon as restaurants open again for business, 20%, one in five. Now, but only when I can dine outside. So 9%.
Yeah,
one out of ten. Yeah, I thought you'd be in that category. Sticking with takeout a few more months, 23%. Not until there's a vaccine, 19%. Undecided, waiting to see how opening up works. So there's a lot of people on the fence, it sounds like. And what happens in the next couple of weeks will probably determine the success. And some of those restaurants that are reopening up, if they don't have any business in a couple of weeks, why, that's probably going to make it even more difficult for them to hang around and wait for the good old days. As they say, speaking of tourist destinations, Hawaii has been pre-travel testing on flights to Hawaii appears to have been approved by the federal government. So it's possible that to go back to Hawaii, you might have to get some kind of rapid test or come to the airport with something that says that in the last 72 hours that I've been tested for the virus. So we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe we'll get our Beat of Hawaii guys on and talk to them about that coming up before too long. Let's see. United has partnered with Clorox to create a program called Clean Plus. So I can't think of too many more people who designate cleanliness than Clorox. Yuck, bleach. So, well, I mean, if you're trying to make that point, then that's great. If you would make everybody keep the mask on that they put on when they came on the plane, that would probably do as much good as the whole Clorox thing. Did you see this, Tom? NFL player sues United Airlines over alleged sexual assault on flight. This came out Wednesday.
I can't say that I have. Tell me more.
This guy supposedly, this lady was trying to grope him, and she was trying to take the mask off of his face. And apparently she was just a little bit three sheets to the wind. And so after he had enough of this, he got up to go tell the flight attendant what was going on, and the lady started molesting and groping the other guy on the other side. So, United, though, rose to the occasion. They gave both men a $150 voucher when they got off the plane to compensate them for being groped. And anyways, they moved the lady, I guess, on the plane.
I know, not funny.
And yeah, it really isn't funny. It is, but it is funny. You have to admit it is funny. And we don't have that many things to laugh about in the travel industry these days. So what the heck? Let's see here. And also, this is kind of cool. Online, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but online, Chris Elliott's family escaped from Europe. They are now back in Spokane, quarantining in Uncle Somebody's basement. Anyways, the whole story about how they got out, how I escaped from Europe without an emergency evacuation plan. There's a link to it at travelguysradio.com, and we will have Chris back on the program to talk about it. But basically, he found out that a MedJet evacuation was what eventually got him out of Europe, which is really kind of bizarre. Okay. He didn't have all the protection that he should have had as a guy who tells people to have it all the time. It's a pretty interesting story. So you can read some of it online, or we will get Chris to come on and talk to us about it. And that's your travel news for today. What do we have coming up? Oh, yeah, the TSA, the new TSA rules when we come back after the break.
However, there's one thing everyone expected in this announcement that's missing on the list, and we're going to tell you what that is next here on The Travel Guys. Hey there, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK. Don't forget now, find us at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Hey, last week we had a very special guest with us. Richard Lewis from Broadway Sacramento was with us for quite some time, and we talked at depth about the lack of theater around town and what was going to happen next and all those kinds of things. But we forgot a really important thing, because Richard said, would you like me to share with you what I know about when Broadway might reopen in New York? And I was like, oh, yeah, Richard, that would be great. And then we got to the whole interview and never had Richard do that. So Richard was kind enough to not only give us most of last Sunday afternoon, but to come back with us this Sunday and give us that update. Mr. Lewis, welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. It's great fun to be on your show. It's great fun to be on KFBK, period. The service that you perform for the public is mission critical, certainly at this time. That being said, so here's the deal. Right now, Broadway theaters are refunding tickets through like Labor Day, which would imply that they're going to reopen after Labor Day. That will not be the case. They'd love to. It's not going to happen. We know that social distancing in the theater will not work either in the front of the building, the back of the building, or in the seating area. It's not going to happen. Therefore, different protocols need to be devised and implemented so that Broadway can reopen. Broadway would like very much to be up and running during the Thanksgiving holiday, because that's a big week for those guys. And but that's questionable. What we know right now is when you look at South Korea, interestingly enough, Phantom of the Opera on tour opened in South Korea last March. And there's a whole system of new protocols that they've put into place. There's no more OG go to the stage door. None of that. There's no more backstage tours. No. It is about masks, the audience wearing masks, stagehands, wardrobe, everybody else wearing masks to the degree that they can. Once you have to put on your ball gown and go on stage, you're not going to wear your mask. Mm-hmm. Certainly I never do. And there's a lot. There are hand sanitizers every 5 to 10 steps. There are at this point with the ticket scanning, there's really no reason for the ticket taker to touch your ticket. You don't need that. Use the scanner. When it's time to go sit down as a member of the audience, you've got one usher who, you know, points and says, you're going to go that way. The other usher takes your temperature with a handheld device.
So kind of the same types of things that we've been hearing. But so they're going to be the guinea pigs. And then so you're thinking maybe by Thanksgiving, but it sounds like you're a little skeptical on that.
Broadway would love Thanksgiving. What I have done is I have relocated the three shows that I had in the fall of 2020 into 2021. Everybody is pretty much focused on 2021 because we present touring Broadway shows. Uh-huh. I am a member of the Broadway League, and so I receive direct communications from Charlotte St. Martin, and she's our Broadway League executive director. So I've been reading the articles. I'm seeing the advice that's going on. I talk to my colleagues at Niederlander and the Schubert organization, and really yes, we'd love Thanksgiving. Really start looking at 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Richard.
That's what you're looking at.
We appreciate that update. So if you're thinking that you're going back to New York this fall and you're buying some tickets or something, maybe you might want to think that in January and February, the weather in New York generally sucks and the hotel rates are really good. And that's a great time to see lots of Broadway theater. So anyway, Richard, thank you again for the update. If we have any more updates regarding things in Sacramento, please give us a shout, okay?
You got it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the audience.
You are more than welcome. Hey, we promised you in this segment we would talk a little bit about TSA, and I've got our friends Dale and Sid are going to join us next week. We're going to have a really good program next week. Dale and Sid are going to come on and talk about the new security things and how they're going to impact you. And we're also going to have Rob Stewart on next week. Rob, of course, does Rob on the Road on Channel 6. And like most people, they haven't had a studio audience. I mean, they haven't been able to go out of the studio and do live shows. So they are doing shows from home. And Rob has done several of those interview type shows. And one of them has gotten a local Emmy nomination. So pretty cool.
Wow.
For a guy who does stuff, you know, outside. So anyway, we're going to talk about to him about that show and about what it's like, what's different about doing a show at home as opposed to doing especially a travel show of all things. And when we come back after the news, we're going to take you to the Transcendence Theater Company in Napa.
Now that was a tough one for you there, huh?
Yeah, I still can't get that. And they're going to tell you what they're doing. We're going to tell you a couple of great ways to see Broadway shows. And we're going to give you all of these new TSA rules. That's all in the next segment after the news on The Travel Guys.
You bet. And once again, follow along at TravelGuysRadio.com. All right, we'll check the news and then The Travel Guys will be back.
I'm on my
Hey there, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us. By the way, a link to our special guests' websites is at TravelGuysRadio.com. One place for everything, TravelGuysRadio.com. We've had these folks on before. Mark and Sports Leisure Vacations has visited and watched their performance, the Transcendence Theater in Broadway Under the Stars. Mark, what do you think of it?
It is a great, great venue. But of course, this year, great venues are not of great value because large numbers of people cannot gather in great venues to watch great entertainment. So Brad Sarowski, who is the founder and executive director of the theater company, is joining us today. Welcome, Brad.
Well, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome. I know a lot of folks from Sacramento make the trip over to the Napa Valley to see the shows during the summer. This year, because of the COVID situation, you've had to be a little bit more creative. Explain to us what your program is for this summer.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, yes, we had to cancel our season Under the Stars. Our mission is to inspire and uplift people. And instead of just canceling it all together, we decided to go completely virtual with our season. We were lucky enough to have recorded over 10 seasons of Broadway Under the Stars, videoed with three different angles. So we have over 1,000 songs, and we are now putting together shows from all of the years of Broadway Under the Stars, really new masterpieces for people to go online and watch all throughout the summer.
And you're going to hold these on weekends starting in July and running into September. So the advantage for someone in Sacramento is you don't have to make the trip to Napa to see some really great entertainment.
Exactly. You can just go online. It's free. We have our first show is called Don't Stop Believing, which opens July 10th, and it runs for two weekends. There's 7:30 shows, and we also have matinees now, which we've never done before, at 2 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays. And then we have our Fantastical Family Night show after that in July 24th. And then we have I Hope You Dance, which is August 14th for two weekends. And then we end with our gala celebration, which is September 11th weekend.
And if you missed any of that, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com and we'll have a link to their website and a list of all of the upcoming shows. Brad, do you have a pre-show, I understand? What's that about?
Yeah. So normally when you come to see our shows at the park, we have a 2.5 hour pre-show event that is really popular. So what we're doing now is we're taking some of that and giving viewers an opportunity. Of course, we can't do it the same way. But what it will be, we're going to have, for instance, interviews with different winemakers from the region here. Each night there'll be a different winemaker as well as artists that are going to be in that show. And we'll have an interview with them. We're going to have different sponsors interviewed each night. We're going to be paying tribute to our first responders, our health workers through this crisis. We're going to be doing a lot of other surprise, inspirational things. It's about, and we're going to also have some pre-show music, but it'll be about 30 to 45 minutes that people can tune in before the show to really get connected with everybody and then watch the show.
Brad, I have to tell you, I really think this is an awesome idea. And the best part about it, perhaps, is that it is free. There is a way for people to support you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free, so anybody can go on and reserve a ticket to all the nights if they want. And there's an opportunity when you go on to donate if you choose, which, of course, would be appreciated. And then throughout the show, at the end of the show, if you had a great time and you want to give some to help us, we are a nonprofit 501c3 company. You're able to donate at that point. That's really what's helping us through this time is the community and people being so generous.
Brad, have you guys spent much time looking into the future and thinking about when and how you might be able to get back to your live shows again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the hope is, you know, we don't know what's in store. Of course, there's been so many questions, but we're looking at the holiday times, if what that's going to look like. We usually do a big holiday show, maybe doing something smaller, but we definitely are planning to have our live Broadway Under the Stars season next summer, as well as we are putting together a really special show, which we'll be announcing soon in April of next year. And we're hoping everything goes and we can do it. And possibly we will have give people the opportunity to go online and see our shows, and it can be over there in Sacramento or anywhere in the world, which is really neat. And also give people the opportunity to come and see our shows live in person.
Well, and we've lost our live theater Under the Stars in the Napa Valley and at Lake Tahoe for this year. We've lost the legendary music circus in Sacramento. But here is a gem that you can, something that you can capture. Doesn't cost you anything if you don't want. If you're a generous person, you might throw a couple bucks in the kitty there. Might throw a couple more bucks in the kitty. And Brad, I think this is just a great thing. We will put a link at travelguysradio.com so you can tune in to all four of these Broadway Under the Stars shows and matinees, evenings. Brad, anything else people should know?
I just think this is really exciting. The chance for people to just go on in their homes, and we are teaming up with wineries and different restaurants as well, where people can get wine delivered and have wine. Kind of what this is. When you come to the park, you usually have a glass of wine in your hand and you're sitting out and you're watching the show. So we're trying to give those opportunities and help the local community around here as well. So it's really exciting, and these shows are going to be the best of the best. And it's these Broadway performers that, if you haven't seen our shows, you will be amazed. So I just urge all of your viewers to go on and check us out, because you will be really happy.
All right, Brad, and we're going to check back with you along the way and see how this is going in the middle of the season.
I can't wait.
Well, that is so cool. I'm looking forward to setting up in the backyard. I got a TV that I can take out into the gazebo and be by the pool and get me a glass of wine and fire up that show. If you were listening, folks, this is free. You do have an opportunity to make a donation, you know, which I would be certainly do, and to see a quality show like that they have there for virtually nothing is almost too much to ask. Mark, speaking of which, I understand that there's an opportunity to catch a Broadway show premiere by way of
This is
online?
Really pretty cool. There are two opportunities, really, I want to tell you about. And you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com. You can find the link to the Napa group that we were just talking about. They've got four shows. The first one is in mid-July, and the whole schedule is there. This is more coming up sooner. Next Friday night, the Broadway premiere of a show called Allegiance, which was on Broadway once before, half a dozen years ago. It stars George Takei from Star Trek. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about some of his experiences as a child in a Japanese internment camp. Wow. You can see the Broadway premiere of the show. It starts at 5 o'clock on Friday night, 8 o'clock New York time. There's a pre-show. It costs about $15 to see it, so it's not free. But you can go. There's a link at Travel Guys Radio. And that very same Broadway On Demand website is doing Bandstand on – that is tomorrow night. And I think it's like $6 or $7 if you would like to watch that show, which has been on Broadway for a while. So it's really pretty cool. They've got some other one-person performances and stuff like that. They've started up a whole channel. You just heard Richard say it's probably going to be a few more months before Broadway comes back. So they're looking for ways to create revenue. But anyway, a chance to see a premier Broadway show, which I plan to do Friday night at 5 o'clock, a little bit early to accommodate that 8 o'clock New York curtain time, and also a show that's on tomorrow evening, Bandstand, if you would like. So two opportunities to see Broadway shows in your own home for very, very minimal cost. And my understanding is that you can only get access to it at that point in time, but for like 48 hours afterwards. So if you can't watch it at exactly that moment, go on and you can see what is up there. We forgot the TSA stuff. Richard talked for the whole segment.
I know. Yeah, we were going to talk about our tease at the top of the show was that the TSA is announcing changes to security. But one thing that everyone expected is missing from the list. Well, what is that one thing that's missing?
Before we tell you the five things that are on the list, the one thing that they were talking about TSA may be doing that isn't on the list, taking your temperature. Mm-hmm. So apparently nothing yet. On that job being handled by TSA. But here are the five things. And as I mentioned before, we're going to get Dale and Sid, our two buddies who run TSA here in Sacramento and are so good about communicating stuff. So they'll be on next week to talk about this. When you get to the TSA security, when you get to the first officer, instead of giving them your boarding pass, some of us, you've already been doing this with your phone, you know, where you hold it up. So you're no longer going to hand the boarding pass. So that's one less touch. You can take hand sanitizer on the plane if you want. Up to 12 ounces.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But they are now telling you that if it's more than 3.4 ounces, they're going to open the bag and have to check it. So they would ask you to please take it out of your carry-on bag. So if you're doing the sanitizer thing like you've had with food, please take the food out of the bag because that tends to set it off. And when they don't have to go into the bag to look for it, it becomes a much more efficient way to check the process and to get you out of there and get the next person in.
Right. And also it means that the TSA agent is not subjected to having to dig through your stuff.
Exactly.
And possibly be exposed, even though they're wearing masks and gloves. But you'll have to do it yourself. Is that correct?
Or to leave something that from the last inspection, you know, they're still changing gloves each time and they're trying to do their best. But, you know, we're not all doctors. So that's the deal. Let's see what else here. Social distancing in line. Of course, and when you're going through line, they're going to try to social distance themselves as much as they can, the inspectors themselves. And it says passengers are encouraged to wear face coverings while in the airport and at security, although you may need to pull it down briefly to be identified at the screening checkpoint. All U.S. airlines are requiring passengers to wear masks while boarding the plane. And, of course, we've talked about whether or not they're making you wear them on board.
I got a great idea.
Mask thing is so easy. It's so easy.
I know. I agree. I got an idea. You ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You're going to walk up. You got your mask on. You're going to show your driver's license and hold up your boarding pass so that they can verify it. What you need to do is you need to put a little mask over yourself on your driver's license so it'll look just like you. And they can just identify you know, the eyes and the forehead.
I'm going to call your wife and tell her to, oh, wait a minute, you're broadcasting from home. Well, it'll make it easier for her to come get you because she won't have to get in the car.
Yeah, and I swear I don't drink during this show.
During the show.
Or before.
Listen, here's another thing we were going to put in the Smarter Traveler segment before Richard got verbose. I love Richard. He has so much good information, and he is so willing to be available. So I'm just kind of sort of teasing him here. This is an example. Norwegian Cruise Line sends this thing out. And this is telling you that, you know, we've had to cancel another set of cruises. So if you have a reservation, you've paid deposits, et cetera, here's what we're going to do. So it starts out, you know, hope you and your loved ones remain healthy and safe. And then the second paragraph starts telling you which cruises have been canceled. And it says in that second paragraph, you're going to receive your refund in the form of a future cruise credit valued at 120% of the fare paid. These credits will be issued by and can be applied anytime through blah, blah, blah. Just says automatically that you're going to get a credit. Doesn't say anything about cash. Go to the next paragraph. Buried in the third paragraph is a lesser value refund is also available to guests who elect not to retain the bonus future cruise credits provided. So in other words, if you're really a loser, you can have your money back. But the winners are all taking the credit.
Oh, yeah, because it's 125% of the
original
value. Yeah,
from a cruise line that until they got raised $2 billion the other day was put out a press release saying they didn't know if they could get through the year. So, but it's okay for you to take credits. You'll be an unsecured creditor, of course, if they go into bankruptcy, and none of this will ever mean anything to you. But if you're willing to take that, I mean, I just, And they wonder why people don't trust them. And the reason people don't trust them is because they're never honest about any of this stuff. You know, if they would have just said, you have two options here, we would be happy to offer you an additional 25% if you're willing to leave your money on the books, because we know that that'll get you on the ship for sure. And if we give you your money back, we don't know that we'll ever get it back from you again. So, you know, this is why we're doing it this way. I mean, why not just explain it like you're talking to reasonably intelligent people instead of that you're trying to pull one over on people? It just because what they don't realize is that the public is not that stupid. And even the ones who are talk to their friends, and so eventually everybody figures it out, and then they're all going around talking about how dumb you are when you could have, you didn't need to drag your own, it's like dragging your own company through the mud. It makes no sense whatsoever, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, God, I'm on a rant thing today. I don't know what it's all about.
I know. We haven't even gotten to one
we
man's
haven't.
Opinion, but we've gotten to it about three times in the hour.
So you said you're willing to go back out. So you would go out to Rudy's Hideaway and have your Tuesday lunch, or?
You know, it's crossed my mind. I'm going to have to check with Steve and here again, I'm an insider with Rudy's. Okay. I have to admit it. You know, we've been friends for years and years.
But you're still going to sit in the same restaurant with all the other people who go there that day.
That's true. But I'm just have to kind of take a look and see how things are being done. You know, they did open on Friday, I do believe. From what I understand, it was not reservations. It was first come, first serve. And I would like to find out how that worked out. What did that mean? What was their capacity? Here again, they're just a tiny little restaurant compared to many.
Right.
So by the time you spread all the people out, you hardly have enough to,
But they have an incredibly loyal, long following. I mean, probably as much as any restaurant in our county. They have people who, you know, like you. I mean, it's a thing that they go to Rudy's. Of course, a lot of those folks are probably older folks who might be more hesitant to go out. Anyway, it would probably be fun. Why don't you check in with them next week and see if you can,
I will definitely do that.
What you can find out. All right, let's go to break. And then when we come back, we have a little Just One Man's Opinion here. We're going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day. You're listening to The Travel Guys on KFBK.
It's time for Just One Man's Opinion. Here's Mark Hoffman.
Thank you, Thomas. Life is all about travel, start to finish. Let's face it, everyone's life begins with that same one-way ticket from mama into the world. It all unfolds from there, and the good, bad, or otherwise, you're on your way. All human life starts with a journey. The journey, at least the travel part of it, has literally and figuratively gotten a little tougher lately. Not many planes are flying or trains are riding the rails, so your options are sort of limited. You can't even go to Canada, and if you did, you couldn't get back for at least a month. We're a bit spoiled by our ability, at least up until now, to journey around the planet. It's something we perhaps have taken for granted. Which brings us to Memorial Day tomorrow. I'm proud to live in Rancho Cordova, where flags line Folsom Boulevard this weekend, and will again July the 4th. In a small way, it helps create a sense of community. As a city, Rancho Cordova rises to salute our country. Vietnam was the war of my generation. I missed serving in it by about 20 minutes. Literally, we all marched in as seniors in high school and registered for the draft, but before anyone was drafted that year, the war had ended. Perhaps because of my close call, I've always had the deepest of respect for those of us who have served our country. As a student of history, it's not lost on me that it is because of the sacrifices made by many Americans in generations before me, I have many, many freedoms. Thank you for your service. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Perhaps join me and take a moment or two sometime this weekend to reflect and thank, even if silently, those who served and sacrificed for these United States and gave us the opportunity to have so many great journeys. Wear a mask, protect each other, and hopefully we'll be out on another journey soon. And that is just one man's opinion.
Love it. You know, the flags here in Rancho, which I've seen several times, I don't know if they did this because or they were going to do this anyway, but the flags out at the Veterans Cemetery was postponed this time around. So if you wanted to go out there and see them, they're not happening. I was going to check to see whether it was even open for a visit. I have a couple of family members I'd like to go see and in honor. You know, I thought what the folks for the city of Rancho Cordova did was kind of really a smart and very patriotic move.
It's not a big deal, but it's very visible, and you see it every time you drive past, and it reminds you why you're getting a day off. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time here left. A reminder about those two Broadway shows that you can see online for a very small contribution are coming up this week. You can find a link to Broadway on Demand at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Hey, I wanted to take a moment, Mark, and ask you what's going on with Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day. It's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. It's a week from Saturday at the KVIE studios. For folks who might be listening who are signed up for it, you'll be getting an update from us in a few days. We don't have the ability for 50 people to meet in a room yet. So if we get that in the next few days, we will. And otherwise, we will do it virtually, and you'll get a link to it online.
All right. Quick reminder, big show next week. First of all, from the TSA, Sid and Dale are going to be here. They've been regulars on the show. Talk about what's changed, what's different, what to expect when you finally head back out to the airport to fly again. And let's see, Rob on the Road is going to join us to talk about what it's like to do a Rob on the Road when you're not on the road, kind of like the travel guys. And Gwen Duncan's going to pop in and talk about the trials and tribulations of being a travel agent at this time and how important it is to use them.
Mark? There you go. Wear a mask. Dance like nobody's watching. We'll talk to you next week.
Stay well, my friends. Thanks for joining us. See you next time. Travel.